Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And blessed be God's kingdom, now and forever. Amen. Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Set us free, O God, from the bondage of our sins, and give us the liberty of that abundant life which you have made known to us in your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Amen.
A reading from the book of Jeremiah. Thus says the Lord, cursed are those who trust in mere mortals and make mere flesh their strength, whose hearts turn away from the Lord. They shall be like a shrub in the desert and shall not see when relief comes. They shall live in the parched places of the wilderness, in an uninhabited salt land. Blessed are those who trust in the Lord, whose trust is the Lord. They shall be a tree, like a tree planted by water, sending out its roots by the stream. It shall not fear when heat comes, and its leaves shall stay green. In the year of the drought, it is not anxious, and it does not cease to bear fruit. The heart is devious above all else. It is perverse. Who can understand it? I, the Lord, test the mind and search the heart to give to all according to their ways, according to the fruit of their doings. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
A reading from the first letter of Paul to the Corinthians. Now, if Christ is proclaimed as raised from the dead, how can some of you say there is no resurrection of the dead? If there is no resurrection of the dead, then Christ has not been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, then our proclamation has been in vain and your faith has been in vain. We are even found to be representing God because we testified of God that he raised Christ, whom he did not raise, if it is true that the dead are not raised. For if the dead are not raised, then Christ has not been raised. If Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile, and you are still in your sins. Then those also who have died in Christ have perished. If for this life only we have hoped in Christ, we are of all people most to be pitied. But in fact, Christ has risen from the dead, the first fruits of those who have died. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Luke. Glory to you, Lord Christ. Jesus came down with the 12 apostles and stood on a level place with a great crowd of his disciples and a great multitude of people from all Judea, Jerusalem, and the coast of Tyre and Sidon. They had come to hear him and to be healed of their diseases, and those who were troubled with unclean spirits were cured. And all in the crowd were trying to touch him, for power came out from him, and he healed all of them. Then he looked up at his disciples and said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you who are hungry now, for you will be filled. Blessed are you who weep now, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you, and when they exclude you, revile you, and defame you on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice in that day and leap for joy, for surely your reward is great in heaven. For that is what their ancestors did to the prophets. But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. Woe to you who are full now, for you will be hungry. Woe to you who are laughing now, for you will mourn and weep. Woe to you when all speak well of you, for that is what their ancestors did to the false prophets. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be always acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen.
Amen.
Well, I had a request from the choir that we keep things short today, so God loves you. Amen. I can't get away with that. One of my favorite things to do in relation to this reading of either Matthew or Luke's account of the Beatitudes is to raise the question, and I may have raised it here with you before, but it's worth repeating if I have. What is a blessing? We use the term all the time, God bless us. God bless America. Bless us and save us, said Mrs. O'Davis. What is a blessing? Count your blessings. What do we count? Before I tell you what my theory of what a blessing is, I'll tell you what Jesus' theory of a blessing is not. And that's how he ended this particular part of what's called the Sermon on the Plain, which is Luke's version of the Sermon on the Mount. For woe to you who are rich. Woe to you who have more than enough to eat, so much that we waste our food. Woe to you who are laughing now, who are happy now. And woe to you when people speak well of you. Because when they do that, we tend to think that we deserve or earn all these things, these blessings. I worked hard. I deserve it. I earned it. It's mine. Which is one of the great temptations of our way of life. Everything I have, I earned. I deserve it. Everything I have is because I worked hard and I deserve it. I earned it. It's mine. And I'll give it out how I feel like giving it out. Now, Jesus didn't come right out and say that, but I'm reading between the lines and kind of trying to fill in the lines to say that everything we have comes from God. Why were you born you and not a person from Honduras who needs a new life? I'm not going down that road. I'm simply saying there's a comparison between all the haves and the have-nots. And we only get to be the haves because we happen to be born into it. We happen to have been given it by God. Everything we have comes from God. One of the things we say at the offertory is, all things come from thee, O Lord, and of thine own have we given thee. We acknowledge the fact that what we give is from what we have been given. And that's a little hint to what I think Jesus is talking about when he says, blessed are you. Because here's what I believe a blessing is. It's not something you can count. It's not to say it's the food we have. It's not to say it's the money we make. It's not to say it's the adoration that people heap upon us sometimes. Because those are just gifts given to us. We are blessed when we realize that all these things come to us because God is with us. And God has given them to us. And God, in the person of Jesus
in the power of the Holy Spirit, or even in the realization that all this creation came from God and belongs to God, it's only ours to take care of. So a blessing is something that is given to us. It is therefore a present, but it's more than a present, it's a presence. It is God with us, God in us, God empowering us, God acknowledging us as His presence on earth, as His source of new life to this world, which has been entrusted to us. So the challenge is great. And yet, we are called to be that blessing, to carry that blessing with us in all that we do. It's not wrong to be wealthy, as long as we realize the source of the wealth is not just us, but God entrusting that to us, that we may live wealthy lives that are making wealth in others. Same way with our food, the same way with our reputations, the same way with our mourning and our joy. So the prayer that I would add to this and close with, keeping it brief enough for you, Linda? What? All right. Is that wonderful old hymn from the Sarum Primer? God be in my head and in my understanding. God be in mine eyes and in my looking. God be in my mouth and in my speaking. God be in my heart and in my thinking. God be at mine end and at my departing. Amen. One time I was teaching a musical version of this to a junior choir. One little girl raised her hand and said, "What does it mean when you say, God be in my heart and in my thinking?" We don't think with our hearts. We think with our brains. We don't think with our hearts. Well, I said, you know, that is, that's anatomically and scientifically true. The heart is nothing but a muscle. But when we say the creed and we say, "I believe," we say, it comes from the word for heart. I set my heart. We don't believe our way into acting. We act our way into believing. So we have to set our hearts to God's love. And if we set our hearts to God's love, we achieve that eternal love and that eternal life which God gives us in addition to all this that we've been given. And so we can truly sing, "God be in my head and in my understanding. God be in mine eyes and in my looking. God be in my mouth and in my speaking. God be in my heart and in my thinking. God be at mine end and at my departing. God be at mine end. Amen. Amen." In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Stand with me and profess your faith by reading the Nicene Creed on page 8 in the bulletin. We believe in one God,
the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten and unmade, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, became incarnate from the Virgin Mary, and was made man. For our sake he was crucified on Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, he is worshipped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Prayers of the people. In peace we pray to you, Lord God, for all people in their daily life and work.
For our families, friends, and neighbors, and for those who are alone.
For this community, nation, and the world. For the just and proper use of your creation.
For the victims of hunger, fear, injustice, and oppression.
For all who are in danger, sorrow, or any kind of trouble.
For those who minister to the sick, the friendless, and the needy.
For the peace and unity of the Church of God.
For all who proclaim the gospel and all who seek the truth.
For Justin, the Archbishop of Canterbury, Michael, our presiding bishop, Brian, our bishop, Pat and Perry, our priest, for all of us as ministers who share in God's work through this parish and in our lives, and for all bishops and other ministers
who serve God in His church.
For the special needs and concerns of this congregation, especially those on our prayer list. Margaret, Steve, Nicole, Courtney and J.R., John and Joan, Paul, Marie, Chuck, Jimmy, Martha, Renee, Brian and Haley, Teddy, Richard, Regina, Irene, June, Michael, Laura, Shay, Ed and Pat, Alberta, Tom, Jane, Tony, Zach, Chuck and Betsy, Michael, Claire, Georgina, Joyce, Bill, Martha, Shane, Judy, Jean, Richard, Jackie, Pat, Morgan Ray, Raphael, hear us, Lord. Send your Spirit upon this congregation and prepare our hearts for the coming of a new priest. Turn us into your ways, O God, and grant that us courage to encounter new paths.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Turn us into your ways and make us lovers of all, opening our arms to embrace our neighbor's need.
Lord, hear our prayer.
We thank you, Lord, for all the blessings of this life. We pray for the members of our armed forces. We give thanks for those celebrating birthdays this week, especially Haven McGrath, Kelly Hartman, and John Sargent I. We will exalt you, O God, our King.
And forever.
We pray for all who have died, that they may have a place in your eternal kingdom. Ledman Wright. Lord, let your loving kindness be upon them. We pray to you also for the forgiveness of our sins. Have mercy upon us, most merciful Father. In your compassion, forgive us our sins, known and unknown, things done and left undone, and so uphold us by your Spirit, that we may live and serve you in newness of life, to the honor and glory of your name. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Almighty God, have mercy on you. Forgive you all your sins through our Lord Jesus Christ. Strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life. Amen. The peace of the Lord be always with you. Please be seated. Since nobody official is here to chime in on the announcements, are there any of you who are unofficial who'd like to accentuate anything in the announcements? Or make an announcement? Or I'm told you had 49 people here yesterday, 18 of whom were children. What a great ministry y'all are doing here, and I'm sure God is with you in that, and that is indeed a blessing. I would add one last thing in terms of the announcements, and that is to say thank you. It's been a wonderful year that I've been able to be with you off and on throughout the past year. But now that you're moving onwards and upwards, I won't be seeing as much of you. In fact, probably not much at all. So I would just have to say that, talk about a blessing. You folks have been a blessing to me in being so warm and welcoming of me. And hopefully some of the things that we've done together might be a means of God blessing and being present with you as well. I know it has been for me. Walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give thanks and praise.
It is right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth, because in the mystery of the Word made flesh, you have caused a new light to shine in our hearts, to give the knowledge of your glory in the face of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Therefore, we praise you, joining our voices with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, who forever sing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name. Give thanks to you, O God, for the goodness and love which you have made known to us in creation, in the calling of Israel to be your people, in your word spoken through the prophets, and above all, in the word made flesh, Jesus, your Son. For in these last days you sent him to be incarnate from the Virgin Mary, to be the Savior and Redeemer of the world. In him you have delivered us from evil, and made us worthy to stand before you. In him you have brought us out of error into truth, out of sin into righteousness, out of death into life. On the night before he died for us, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread, and when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, according to his command, O Father, we remember his death. We proclaim his resurrection. We await his coming in glory, and we offer our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving to you, O Lord of all, presenting to you from your creation this bread and this wine. We pray you, gracious God, to send your Holy Spirit upon these gifts, that they may be the sacrament of the body of Christ, and his blood of the new covenant. Unite us to your Son in his sacrifice, that we may be acceptable through him, being sanctified by the Holy Spirit. In the fullness of time, put all things in subjection under your Christ, and bring us to that heavenly country, where with blessed Mary, blessed Thaddeus, and all your saints, we may enter the everlasting heritage of your sons and daughters. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, the firstborn of all creation, the head of the church and the author of our salvation. By him, and with him, and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Christ our Passover is sacrificed for us. Therefore, let us keep the feast. Alleluia.
The gifts of God for the people of God. Take them in remembrance that Christ died, rose, and lives for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving.
Let us pray. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, you have graciously accepted us as living members of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and you have fed us with spiritual food in the sacrament of his body and blood. Send us now into the world in peace, and grant us strength and courage to love and serve you with gladness and singleness of heart, through Christ our Lord. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you this day and remain with you always. Amen.
Thank you.
forth in the name of Christ. Thanks be to God. Alleluia. Alleluia.